This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. My co-host, Meghna Chakrabarty, is out today. The Republican National Committee wrapped up its summer meeting in Boston this morning, capping a three-day confab that was focused on outreach and engagement with minority communities. It's a big challenge for the GOP, which has been struggling to win the support of minorities and women for some time. So the party has identified what it calls some of its rising stars who represent youth and diversity. Among them is Marilinda Garcia. She's a Republican state representative from New Hampshire. She joins us now from the Granite State. And Representative Garcia, thank you for joining us. Welcome to Radio Boston.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So you were in Boston this week for the RNC meeting. Tell me how you view the challenge facing the Republican Party today.
It's a challenge that basically one can only quantify at this point based on the most recent election results. It was just, you know, in 2012, President Obama captured the highest percentage of the Hispanic vote, and it was higher than he had captured in, you know, 4 years prior. So that, of course, is a, you know, concerning fact. And at this point, you know, when looking at the ways the Republican Party can, you know, tailor messaging, develop and work on outreach, you know, there are the hard, concrete things one can do, like make sure social media strategies and, you know, big data strategies and all these types of things are up to par. But the next is bringing new voters to the party by putting new faces out there to discuss why.
Sure, and so you're one of the new faces that the RNC sort of has identified. They spent a lot of time this week launching this effort to sell itself to a more diverse segment of the population, and you're one of their rising stars. You're young, a woman, a Latina, Harvard-educated, so you're a good messenger for a new Republican Party, but is changing the message enough? What about the policies?
So I don't know that it's so much about changing the message or the policies, but it is just counteracting this idea that, you know, this party is extremely homogenous and made up of only, you know, old white men, when in fact there are people like myself, you know, who have been involved on the ground doing the work and saying the message for the past 7 years. This is my fourth term in the legislature. So they're saying instead of having, you know, ex-Anglo-Saxon white man, you know, talking, why not use Marilinda Garcia, T.W. Shannon, people that are engaged in their communities, saying the message, doing the work, but frankly promote and represent a new face.
Mm-hmm. But Representative Garcia, I mean, a new face is one thing. I mean, Republicans have lost support in minority communities, and many would argue because of what they see as, you know, hard line, for example, on immigration, or recent efforts by some Republican state legislatures to pass stricter voter ID laws. So,
right.
You know, do you think the party needs to rethink its support for these kinds of policy if it's trying to attract more support from minorities?
Right. Well, there's no question that, you know, we're working on solutions to the immigration issue. Everybody understands it's a problem, and there are leaders in both, you know, the House and the Senate that are doing that. The problem is that there has been, you know, a huge focus on, frankly, some unfortunate and offensive things that people, you know, Republicans have said in some states and across the country. And, of course, that generates a lot more sort of sensational headline grabbing. But, you know, when the federal government fails to act to fix the immigration system, then states have felt compelled to act, you know, to step in and do whatever it is they need to do to keep communities safe. But these things are applied with a broad brush a lot of times. So it's really important, obviously, to, you know, talk about things appropriately, be seriously working on things. And, you know, frankly, we have nothing to be ashamed of in terms of the actual work, because if we're comparing ourselves to the other party, you know, especially President Obama, he had 4 years and 2 years of a Democrat-controlled Congress and didn't step up to do anything about it. So it's frankly unfair, you know.
Let me ask you about your particular case, in that you're a Republican from the Northeast, which tends to offer a more moderate brand of Republican policy. And I'm wondering if you think that's the answer. And do you see Southern Republicans getting on board with a more moderate brand of Republicanism?
A lot of these things are very personal, but I do think that I've probably learned a lot of valuable skills in terms of, you know, working with various factions. I mean, we have the largest legislature in the U.S. and actually in the English-speaking world, aside from Britain's parliament. We have 400 members. So we have every kind of, you know, Republican you can imagine, and probably every kind of Democrat, too. And we get a lot done. And, you know, it's just, I think deep down, most sincere legislators out there realize that, you know, if there's a problem, you need to come up with a solution, and that's going to change. You know, some people are going to come at it in different ways, but you really have to keep the end game in mind. And if you can make a small positive step, you know, to fixing the problem, sometimes that's difficult, but it's better than losing the whole ship sometimes.
So, Marilinda Garcia, we're going to stop there because your line is breaking up, but we appreciate you being with us. That's Marilinda Garcia. She's a Republican state rep from New Hampshire. She was named this week as one of the GOP's rising stars. Marilinda Garcia, thanks so much.